He talked at different times about experiences he had in meditation, and always willing to challenge himself. And if he was afraid of ghosts, well, he would go and sleep in a charnel ground and wait for something terrifying to happen, and he would see it through. And I think in one teaching he talked about when he went to urinate the next morning, he passed blood in his urine after this terrifying experience in the charnel ground. But he would never flinch from his practice, always going straight ahead. Or he talked about just sitting in the rain under his mosquito net and getting soaked. And you know, in this life, there's, you know, you don't have another set of clothes, and you don't have somewhere to go inside that change into your dry clothes and warm up. You just you're stuck there in your wet clothes through the night and for however many days it takes for the sun to come out and dry you out. And he's sitting there and crying, thinking, here I am by myself. Nobody even knows I'm here. And the people in the villages are warm and comfortable inside their houses. And I'm this miserable monk. But nothing would deter him. And another experience that he talked about, which is very indicative of the way he practiced and taught, was when he was living alone and had some very powerful experience and strange things happening to his body, or feeling his, I don't remember the details, maybe feeling his body exploding or disappearing or something. And he would ask himself, what was that? And the answer that came to him was, it was what it was. And that was enough for him. And